When you're in the Lord and you're in the Word and you're living by the Word of God, then you're blessed and things are good.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
You have to be consistent and not quit if you're going to win in life. Join Gloria Copeland today as she shares what it takes to obtain your victory and help you finish strong. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
I want to read you a scripture from the New Living Translation. If you don't have it, that translation, just let me read it to you. In 2 Timothy, it's all about faith. Once you get a handle on faith, and you have to have a handle on the Word to have a handle on faith, because if you don't know healing belongs to you, then you're not going to believe for it. But once you get in that position, you can dominate the devil. You can tell him what he can do and what he can't do. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 8. Okay. And so I solemnly urge you before God and before Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he appears to set up his kingdom, preach the Word. So here we're being charged to preach the Word. That's what changes things. Preach the Word of God. Be persistent. Boy, that's so important. If you're not persistent, the devil will run you over. Because he is, as Brother Hagin used to say, there is one thing you can say about the devil. He is a persistent cuss. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or not. Preach the Word, be consistent, whether you want to or not, because you know you have to if you're going to get victory. Patiently correct, rebuke, encourage your people with good teaching. So we've got to have good teaching. We need to be corrected. We need to be taught. Preach the Word in good times or bad times. In verse 16, here's a situation that Paul found himself in, and he found himself in these situations often. The first time I was brought, now we think we've got problems, you know. But now just listen to this, what the Apostle Paul had to say about it. The first time I was brought before the judge, no one was with me. Everyone had abandoned me. I hope it will not be counted against them, but the Lord stood with me. Glory to God. And gave me strength. That's what we've got to remember. If it looks like nobody is standing with us, that the whole world is against us. What counts is just what happened to Paul. The Lord, everybody abandoned me, but the Lord stood with me and gave me strength that I might preach the good news in all its fullness. In other words, that he might fulfill the Word of God. And he saved me from certain death. Yes, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack. Paul had walked out by revelation and by experience, and he had learned that the Lord delivered him from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. Glory to God. Now that's our future. The Lord will deliver us from every evil attack. Whatever it is that you need delivering from today, if you do, the Lord will deliver you and bring you safely into his victory, into his heavenly kingdom. Glory to God. Paul was not afraid of the worst. He was not afraid of death. He knew the Lord would deliver him. As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering, and the time of my death is near. He knew the time of his physical death was near, but he knew that was not the end for him. What happens to you in death? Well, you leave. You, the spirit, the born-again spirit, the unborn-again spirit, you just leave. And then what happens? Well, if you're born again, you go up to a wonderful, marvelous place. If you're not born again, you go down. And it's hell, brother. You don't want to go there. It's not fit to live in. The time of my death is near. He knew he was going up because, he said, I have fought a good fight. And don't you know he did when you read about his life? He fought a good fight. He finished the race. He did everything he was supposed to do. And I have remained faithful. So that's victory. When you go through this life, you fight the fight of faith, you do what you're told to do, and you leave here, you leave in victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have finished the race. We don't want the devil to get us out of here early. We want to finish our course. I have remained faithful. Now, when we leave here, that's how we want to leave. That's the position from which we want to go. Faithfulness. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness is doing whatever you've been told to do, whether it's easy or hard, whether you wanted to or not. Faithfulness, fulfilling the call. You know, we tend to think, if we don't think in Bible terms, we think, well, this life is it. I mean, this life is everything. This life is just a start. Eternity is in front of us. And so that's why we want to live to go to the right place when we do leave our body. Amen. We want to be with the Lord Jesus where there's peace and blessing. But the Bible says it's a far better place. Amen. And that's not hard to imagine. So where we're going is great. But while we're here, it's great. Because the Lord is in us and with us and blesses us and has a job for us to do and has something He wants us to do. So we want to fulfill His calling. Amen. So life is never boring, and it's good. When you're in the Lord and you're in the Word and you're living by the Word of God, then you're blessed and things are good. When you're in the Lord and you don't know what the Word says and you just kind of do the best you can, you're not going to be in victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Where do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So in order to be in the good life, in this side of glory, you're going to have to be in the Word. And that's why you're here this week. You will not leave here the same way you came. I will not leave here. I've never missed a convention. I will not leave here the same way I came. I'm still learning and growing and taking on the Word. Hallelujah. It's good. It's good to come together and just be fed the Word of God and grow. So faith, 2 Timothy 4:7, we said faith believes, faith receives, or takes. We're going to go back to Mark 11 sometime during this study. And faith fights. Timothy talked about fighting the good fight of faith. Why is it a good fight? Because we win. Amen. Faith always wins. Amen. Glory to God. Faith is not afraid. Faith is not afraid of physical death. Faith is not afraid of sickness, disease, accidents. We know that eternal life abides in us. We know that we have angels that go with us everywhere, glory to God, and protect us if we'll give them a place to work. Angels have to have a place to work. They can't work around an unbelieving mouth. You talk sickness, death, poverty, going broke, recession, depression, all that stuff all the time, you're not giving your angels anything to work with. What do they do? They hearken, the Bible says, angels hearken to the Word of God. Angels hearken. They act on the Word of God. Have you ever noticed that what that word says in English? It says, hear, Ken. I went into Ken one day and I said, look, Ken, what's in the Bible about you? Hear, Ken, H-E-A-R-K-E-N, hear, Ken. So he's got a leg up on the rest of us. He's written up, hallelujah. But we have to hear, Ken has to hear if he's going to walk in victory and obey. I have to hear and obey if I'm going to walk in victory. And you know, this will probably come out later, but it bothers me quite a bit. The world we live in has no, just the world out there, they don't have any honor for God. They don't think anything about immorality and sin and all the bad stuff. I mean, the darkness is really dark. It's gotten darker and darker and darker as the time goes by out there in the darkness, and it's gotten brighter and brighter and brighter in the church as time goes by. But the world, you know, you can just tell, they don't know, as somebody used to say, I don't know if it's Brother Hagin or who, sick 'em from come on. No, it was Buddy Harrison used to say, they don't know sick 'em from come on. They don't. They do not understand that what they're doing is killing them. And they can't live out the full number of their days in sin and immorality and doing all the things that the world counts as okay. And I am so thankful for the Word of God and for the church, and that I'm in the church. Glory to God. And we know that sin brings death. We know that from the Bible. Sin is dangerous. Sin hinders. God blesses the obedient. And so if you feed on the world's junk, you get hardened to sin. If you go see movies about all the bad stuff and immoral things, and it's just not, you know, believers just don't do that. Amen. Believers are smarter than that. Amen. We know that we can't feed on trash with our eyes and our ears and it not affect us on the inside. Say, well, I can. I don't pay any attention to it. Yeah, well, look at you. Can you really? I don't think you can. I don't think you can, because the Bible teaches us that what we put our eyes and ears on gets down into us.
That's right. Amen.
That's what the Bible says. And so we can't be and live and talk and act like the world if we want to walk in victory. Hallelujah. Here's what Andrew Murray said. Let us run. The gospel is intensely practical. It means for everyday living, let us live like men who are running a race for life and laying aside everything that can in the least hinder them. We judge everything by one standard. Can it help me in the race? Isn't that a great thing to say? And it says here in verse 12 in Hebrews, wherefore seeing, chapter 12, verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us lay aside every weight. Now, church, if we want to walk in victory, that's what we do. When we're corrected, when we see where we're missing it, when we see something we're saying or doing, and we realize it's not according to the Word of God, it's a weight. And it holds us back. We don't want anything to hold us back. So we lay aside every weight. Let me read that to you again from Andrew Murray. Let us run. We want to run our race. The gospel is intensely practical. It means for every day, let us live like men who are running a race for life and laying aside everything that can in the least hinder them. We judge everything by one standard, and this is it. Can it help me in the race?
Amen.
When you look at the things in your life and you know there's good things and you know there's things that are just kind of on shaky ground, and you know there are things maybe that are on shaky ground, you consider that this. We judge everything. Can it help me in the race? If it can't help you in the race, in the faith race, in the blessing race, in the obedience race to God, you're not going to have victory. It's a wonderful thing to be corrected. Some of you may have already, I guess we've all had some correction to some degree already, just even since we've been here. But when the Lord shines a light on things, He's endeavoring to get you to go on, to come on up, to get freer than you are right now. Aren't you grateful that we have the written word? You know, not everybody in the world has the written word. There are people that don't have access to it. There are people that can't read. There are people that don't have a Bible where they live. But we have the Word of God. And what does the Bible say? To whom much is given, much is required. And so we have to especially get in that race and not let anything pull us down. So we got to run this race with patience, the race that's set before us. The race set before me is not the same one that's set before you. We run with patience the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So by faith, looking unto Jesus, we run this race. Amen. And we fulfill whatever God's called us to do. Now, you know, God may be calling you to do something you think, I could never do that. He does not look at what you can do in the natural when He calls you to do something. Amen. He looks at what you can do in the supernatural with Him. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter your natural ability. What matters is your availability to Him. You can run that race He set before you, whatever it is. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Walking on faith is just doing whatever the Word says that you can do or the Lord tells you to do. Whether you can see it in the natural or not, you just take the next step. Amen. When God tells you to do something, you can always take the next step. He may have told you to start a church, and you think, well, I don't have a clue what to do about that. I don't know. Well, the Lord will tell you the next step. Yeah. Then you take that step, and He'll tell you another step. Glory to God. So faith is walking out the plan of God as God reveals it to us. And it takes steadfast patience and endurance. You've got to stay with your faith. Don't let anything talk you out of it. If you go at something and you don't make it the first time, go at it again. If you go at something and it didn't seem to work out, just take off again. Don't let your faith be put down. Don't let fear of failure stop your faith. Amen? Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear does, in the natural realm, it brings disaster, it brings trouble, it opens you up to whatever is out there. Faith brings victory. Faith shuts the door to the devil. Faith says, you're not coming in here in Jesus' name. So fear is something that you and I don't have. We don't have any truck with fear. We don't have fear. We're not going to have fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And so we endeavor just to do what the Lord tells us to do step by step. He'll give us things that we don't have any idea how to walk through. But you know what? You can take the next step. God will show you the next step. What is promised in the Word, you can have to the full. But you have to have faith, and you have to have patience, and you have to have, in the Amplified, it says endurance. So you can't be a quitter. No, you don't. You know, if you're believing God for something, let's just say, if you're believing for a new house, a natural thing, a material thing, you're believing for a new house. Well, I did believe for a new house, and it didn't happen the first 6 months, I believed. It didn't happen the first year, 5 years, 10 years, I don't even know how long, but it did happen. Why? Because I didn't quit believing. Amen. Chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the assurance. You're sure. What you're believing for is assured. If you're in faith, What is faith? Faith is believing what the Word says rather than what circumstances say, the body says, people say. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for. Hope is good. Hope is a force, but hope is not faith. Hope doesn't change things. Amen. That's not hope's job. Hope's job is to keep you moving forward, to keep you going, where you don't quit, where you don't give up. Hope keeps you from giving up. Patience comes with hope, and it keeps you from giving up. So hope, we have things that we hope for, but faith is the proof of things we do not see. Faith is proof. Say, faith is proof. Faith is the title deed. You got a title deed to your car that says it belongs to you. Faith says whatever you're believing for based on the Word of God, it belongs to you. Yeah, but I want to drive it today. Well, it may not be in your garage today, but it belongs to you today. And if you won't give up on your faith believing for that car, it'll come. If you don't give up on your faith believing for the house, it will come. Faith has got to finish this work. How did God manage? How's He going to manage that for us? Patience. The force of patience. Faith's a spiritual force. Patience is a spiritual force. Patience is that power that does not succumb to outward trials or situations. Patience doesn't quit. Patience says, I'm healed. Amen. You get a pain, same kind of pain comes back. Faith and patience rise up. Patience and faith are working together to get the complete manifestation of your healing. Glory to God. Faith and patience, spiritual forces for us. They're in us. They're ready to be loosed. So faith, patience comes to your aid. It undergirds your faith. And it says, don't quit now. Don't quit now. Amen. The Word of God says, by His stripes you were healed. God is not a man that He should lie. Don't quit believing now. Patience says, don't quit believing now. Don't succumb now. Don't start talking unbelief now. Just keep saying the Word of God. Saying the Word of God. Saying the Word of God. Until the manifestation comes.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org.
New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland brings you a new look at God's divine health plan in her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong.
Live Long, Finish Strong reveals vital scriptural keys that can help believers extend their years beyond what they may have thought possible. You can live a long and satisfying life in divine health, strong and well. It'll be a life worth living.
He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of God to live for God.
With all the talk about health care, wouldn't it be great to know the one plan that works regardless of age? One that has a promise of radiant health throughout your whole life? God offers a divine health plan for every believer.
You can start with that with your children now. And quality of life means every area being whole and blessed and abundant and fulfilled.
Live long, finish strong, get you excited about what the future holds and about the plan that God has for your life.
I believe this book will be a blessing to you, your family, and friends. Read Live Long, Finish Strong and discover the divine secrets to living healthy, happy, and healed.
Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland is now available wherever fine books are sold, in retail stores and online.
Live Long, Finish Strong. This is the new book by Gloria Copeland. Let me encourage you to get a hold of this book and get it into your life. You need to start cultivating your belief and your rest in Him for long life. Start it right now. I don't care if you're in your 20s or if you're a grown individual such as me in their 30s or perhaps your 50s, your 80s, wherever you are in life, start making a practice of these things. I am going to live long and I'm going to finish this race and finish it strong. This book is available to you wherever books are sold. I want you to know something, that this ministry, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we pray for you, our partners, every day. And we are here for you. If we can do something for you, give us a call. Let us pray and agree with you. Now, in today's message, you heard Gloria talk to us about how we are in a race. Now, in that race, we have been promised the victory, but that victory comes when we'll hold on to the things of the Word. And if you begin to live the Word and talk the Word and demonstrate, act the way the Word instructs us to, then your victory comes. But outside of that, there is no victory. But in Him, you and I are victorious. Amen? Start believing it right now. Don't give up on it. You continue in these things, be it for you, yourself, your family, your church, the world around you can change with the Word of God coming out of your mouth. And you speak it, you believe it until you see it change. Amen? Let me just encourage you with that. Let me also tell you about a gift that Kenneth Copeland Ministries wants to send to you. This is from Kenneth and Gloria, and it's a small little book called The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith by Gloria Copeland. Now, I know sometimes you just feel like you need a little boost. Well, this is a good way to get it. And I don't know about you, but there's a real special feeling that comes all over me when I finish a book. And this one happens to be about less than 20 pages, so I know you can finish that. And just let that encourage you. The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith. This is your way into victory. Put it in your purse, in your pocket, study it with your family, whatever you got to do to get these things in your eyes and in your ears and coming out of your mouth. That's what's going to bring results. You can request yours today. We'll get that to you. Let me tell you about the next Behind the Mission weekend with Steve and Kelly Swisher, June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois. That's near Chicago. And this is an opportunity for you, our partners. This time is set aside for you to give you a unique firsthand look at what God is doing through Kenneth Copeland Ministries, because you're a very vital part of that. We're thankful for every partner that we have to share these things. You share them with us and we share them with you. This is an exciting time. Partners, you'll be blessed, encouraged, so make your plans to be a part of this. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you. We love you. And like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland always say, Jesus is Lord.
For a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory, go to kcm.org. Remember to request your free gift, The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, request your free book online. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.